This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Miriam Martinez. Date of birth, December the 20th, 1979. Case ID number is 425-2073. Date of exam, May the 11th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Enrique J. Griego, dated 9/8/2022. Identifying information. This is a 43-year-old divorced female with two sons who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of spinal lumbar sacral back surgery, comma, knee slash leg slash foot pain, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, depression, comma, and headaches. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2019, where she worked as a provider for 1 year. She also worked 9 years as a migrant worker when she was younger. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house by herself and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, spinal surgery with back pain. Number two, knee slash leg slash foot pain. Number three, hypothyroidism. Number four, depression. Number five, headaches. History of allegations. Lumbar sacral back pain with spinal surgery. The claimant states that in 2018, she fell from a chair multiple times and developed injury to the lumbar sacral back area. She states the character of the pain was a pulsating, stabbing pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which would radiate down to her right leg. The claimant had the surgery performed in 2018. She does not know exactly what kind of surgery she had, but she states that two hernia discs were removed and a fusion was performed and possibly a laminectomy. She was diagnosed with two herniated discs of the lumbar sacral back area with right-sided radiculopathy. Her limitations include being able to walk one half block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, sit for 30 minutes, comma, lift approximately 4 pounds above her head, but not being able to bend over to pick up clothes. She does have an assistive device, which is a cane that she uses most of the time. Her physician is Dr. Enrique Griego. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and doing home exercises. She did see a chiropractor and received approximately 2 months of physical therapy for her back. She states the surgery was done at the doctor's hospital at the Renaissance, and she is presently taking Mobic 15 milligrams POQD, Voltaren 1% topical gel BID to affected area, and Ketorolac 10 milligrams QD. She was diagnosed with herniated disc in the lumbar sacral back area with radiculopathy and a discectomy slash fusion and possible laminectomy that might have been performed. Her physician is Dr. Donis. Allegation number two, knee, comma, leg, comma, and foot pain. The claimant states that in 2020, she started to develop pain in her knees, feet, and leg area. She was diagnosed with osteoarthritis, and x-rays were not performed to confirm this diagnosis. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk one half block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes or lift approximately 4 pounds above her head. She does have an assistive device, which is a cane that she uses all the time. Her physician is Dr. Enrique Grego. She presently takes Ketorolac, 10 milligrams QD, which does give her relief. She states the only other physical activity she does are chores around the house. Daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, occasionally cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and doing home exercises. She was diagnosed with osteoarthritis of her joints. Number three, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 2019, she had a total thyroidectomy performed with chemical radiated iodine secondary to a thyroid storm of her thyroid. She states the radiation did bring down her thyroid function, but at the present time she is taking level thyroxine 125 micrograms QD for thyroid replacement. Her last TSH was 9.10, which is mildly elevated. Her dose was increased. Another reading was performed recently, and the claimant states that it was normal. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number four, depression. The claimant states that in 2019, because of all the problems that she was going through, she started to develop sadness, comma, insomnia, comma, decreased energy, comma, decreased appetite, comma, crying spells, comma, decreased concentration, comma, decreased motivation, comma, and anger spells. The claimant went through a divorce in 2019, where she had been married for approximately 18 years, but states that what has depressed her the most have been the surgeries and her illnesses. She denies any suicidal attempts, but has had suicidal ideation. She is presently on no medications for depression at this time, and did present to my office crying and appears to be still going through a major depression. Allegation number five, headaches. The claimant states that in 2020, she started to develop left-sided migraine headaches. She denies any brain tumor or trauma to her head. She states the character of the pain is a pressure pain located on the left side of her brain, which sometimes can last up to 6 hours, and she has these headaches at least 3 times per week. The associated symptoms include photophobia, comma, scalp tenderness, comma, and paresthesias. She denies any nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, vertigo, comma, or poor vision. She states that when she does have a headache, she takes Ketorolac 10 milligrams QD or Tylenol 500 milligrams QD, and states that it takes approximately 6 hours for her to respond to the medication. She was diagnosed with migraine headaches. Family history. Non-pertinent at this time. Medications. Ketorolac, 10 milligrams QD. Level thyroxine, 125 micrograms POQD. Mobic, 15 milligrams QD. Voltaren, 1% topical cream. BID to affected area for pain. medical problems, lumbar sacral back pain, secondary to herniated disc, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, depression, comma, hypothyroidism with history of thyrotoxic storm, comma, obesity, comma, spinal surgery consisting of discectomy and fusion of the lumbar sacral back area times two with possible laminectomy, appendectomy on 3/31/23, bariatric surgery, leg, knee, and foot pain secondary to osteoarthritis, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse, communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases, physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 158 pounds, height 5 feet, 3 and a half inches tall, BP 127 over 78 mmHg, heart rate 66 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 28, general. This is a 43-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress but appears to be severely depressed. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, crying, H-E-E-N-T, because she dropped down to Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? There is a 7-centimeter vertical lumbar sacral back spine surgical scar where two herniated discectomies were performed with a fusion. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was depressed for the time. She had fairly clear thought processes and her memory was fair. Concentration was good and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella were 2+ bilaterally as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and ontalgic. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which is a cane that she uses all the time. The claimant did not attempt to walk around the room without the device and was unable to walk around the room without the device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal. However, the lumbar sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar sacral back area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant refused to flex at the lumbar spine area and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings. in the upper extremity, except for decreased abduction and forward elevation at 120 degrees bilaterally for the shoulders. The claimant had decreased right hip and knee flexion. Straight leg raise in the sitting and supine position was 70 degrees bilaterally for the sitting position, and in the supine position it was 0 degrees for the right side and 20 degrees for the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of the right knee, but normal for the left. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with some difficulty. The claimant had difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, she requires a cane at all times to assist her in her ambulation. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. The claimant was able to make a full closed fist, pinch, and opposed fingers. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at 2+. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal, except decreased on the right upper and lower extremity. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there are some muscle spasms in the lower extremities, especially on the right side. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas except for the right lower extremity, where muscle strength was plus 3 over 5. Fine indexer's finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the lumbar sacral back area, where the claimant did have a discectomy and fusion of the lumbar sacral back area. She is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk without difficulty. There is no more grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue, especially of the right lower extremity. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity. She's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to lumbar sacral back pain. Allegations number one, lumbar sacral back surgery consisting of a discectomy and fusion, confirmed with physical examination, but not with medical records. Number two, knee / leg / foot pain dash appears to be coming from radiculopathy of the right side, otherwise normal physical exam. Number three, hypothyroidism, secondary to toxic thyroid storm, not confirmed with medical records, but the claimant is being treated with levothyroxine for hypothyroidism at this time. Number four, depression, dash, not being treated at this time, confirmed with physical examination and interrogation. Number five, headaches, dash, being treated, appears to be stable at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Miriam Martinez.